Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
This is Dante Lee, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
Do you have an online business or want an online business but lack the team or the expertise to get on Google page one? Did you know that 33% of all Google search traffic clicks the first result only? Do you want to get more traffic to your website, social media profile, or just want your video to get more hits or go viral? Well, you need to contact the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than just a number. You can't lose with the SEO Queen. More visibility, more credibility, more profitability. Visit theseoqueen.net for more information. That's theseoqueen.net. theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net.
This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
Welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients. On Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes, Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift for listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show, you can go to SEOQueen.com and download the free ebook, 101 Ways to Improve Your Marketing and Sales. So today's episode is titled, How to Do SEO. Again, it's titled, How to Do SEO. Now, search engine optimization is what SEO stands for, and this is a topic that I feel very passionate about. And this is something that you definitely, as a business owner, want to pay attention to. Only 30% of businesses have an SEO strategy, and even less of the pages from companies are able to rank on Google Page One and are indexed by Google. So, Google has over 80%, it's roughly between 80 and 90% of the market share when it comes to search engine searches. And Google also gets trillions of searches annually. So this is a flood of traffic that you can definitely tap into if you get your website into compliance. So the first thing you really need to understand when you're optimizing your website is the user experience. You want a website that clearly articulates your products and services. You want to clearly articulate your value proposition in such a way where it's easy for people to see what you're selling, how to buy, how to connect with you. You know, just share all the information that people need to know to like, know, and trust you. So the next thing when you're doing your SEO is, once you've clearly articulated your value proposition on your website, you need to understand how your target audience is looking for you online. You need to understand, do they use t-shirt spelled T-S-H-I-R-T or T-E-E-S-H-I-R-T? So that's just a basic example, but it's so important for you to understand, how are people searching for you? And just note that all the things that I'm talking about, you can go on to SEOqueen.com and look at the SEO resources for the books, downloads, and other materials to explain further. If you go to SEOqueen.com/glossary, there is a glossary that also explains a lot of these terms. So once you understand how your ideal prospect is talking about your products and services online, the next thing you want to do is you want to make sure that your website is using that language and those keywords. So you want to make sure that you're using the keywords that not only your ideal prospects are looking for, but the majority of your ideal prospects are looking for them. And you can use tools like the SEO Queen keyword research tool. There's also, the keyword tool in Google AdWords. There's SpyFu. If you go to SEOqueen.com, I have more resources on how to do keyword research. So once you've done a brainstorm on all the different permutations and all the different ways that you talk about your services, how you think your prospects talked about your services, it's time for you to identify which of those products and service terms are viable. Viable meaning low competition, high search volume. And you can get that by utilizing the tools that I talked about. So once you've identified your most viable keywords, you want to make sure that you're using your keywords in the coding, in the meta tags and the alt tags. You want to make sure that your website has completely unique content and that you're using your canonical tags to make sure that Google knows which pages are the right pages for each page, because depending on if your domain has a root domain or a subdomain, root domain being it's yourdomain.com versus www.yourdomain.com. The www.yourdomain.com is a sub domain version. You want to make sure that all the permutations are prioritize correctly with this canonical tag link. So when you move from, you know, taking your keywords to implement into your alt tags, your image tags, your meta tags, the next thing you want to do is make sure that your keywords are in your content. You want to make sure that they're in your H1 tags, the H1 tag being the bold tags. And then there's over 200 factors that Google is looking at in order to rank your website. So to distill it down, at bare minimum, you want to make sure that your website clearly articulates your value proposition. You want to make sure that your website clearly implements your target keywords in both the code and also the content. You want to make sure that the headings include your keywords. You want to make sure that the content, the unclickable text includes your keywords. You want to make sure that you have a word count that is ideally 500 words per page, minimum 350. And you just want to make sure you're delivering value on each page of your website so that you can get the rankings that you seek and get that free website. So again, my name is Z Scott, the host of the SEO Queen Tech Show on the Bashani Radio Network, where we're always talking about everything from New York City. And as before I go into more detail on how to do SEO, it's also important for you to save the date. July 29th, 30th, and 31st is the Reach More Clients Power Conference. This is going to be a conference where we're going to be delving deeper into keyword research and just SEO in general, making sure that you have the tools that you need in order to get more clients and revenue, because that's what SEO is all about. So the next thing that you want to make sure that you do is with your website, when you talk about how to do SEO is you want to make sure that you're blogging. You want to let your expertise shine. I recently got an email from one of my the company that I purchased my new bed recently from, and they sent an email about the correlation between stress and sleep and how stress affects your ability to sleep and everything else. And this is one of their blog posts. And what I really liked about that is how they tied in the benefits of their product and really shared some value. It made me curious. Like, I wanted to know more about how to get, you know, sleep that's more restful and how to lower stress. So you definitely want to think outside the box when you talk about blog posts, and you want to think outside the box when it comes to your content on your website, because you really want to create content that is useful and engaging. So once you've clearly articulated your value proposition, you've identified how the majority of your target demographic is searching for your keywords, searching for your products and services, and you use those terminologies as keywords for your code and your content on your site, the next thing you want to do is you want to make sure that you're using all the free tools that Google has to offer, from Google My Business to Google Analytics to Google Webmaster Tools, or Search Console as it's called now. You want to make sure that you're taking advantage of what I like to call the big three: Google My Business, Google Analytics, and Search Console. Those are the three that you definitely, definitely do not want to neglect on your website. So if you have more questions about search engine optimization and how to utilize search engine optimization to get ahead of 70% of your competition, then I invite you to come to SEOQueen.com, scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page, and download the ebook, 101 Ways to Improve Your Marketing and Sales. This ebook is free, and I would love for you to take advantage of that as well. And thank you so much for joining me today. And moving forward, I want to share more, not only just amazing entrepreneurial and successful professionals, their stories, but I also want to share more actionable advice about search engine optimization that you can use to reach more clients and make more revenue. Again, my name is Z Scott, and this has been the episode, How to Do SEO. SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization. And I, again, want to invite you to the Reach More Clients Power Conference. And thank you so much. And until next time.
It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. With visibility like never before. And traffic is going to explode. It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. When traffic's gonna explode, it's time to grow.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.